Hello, welcome to a very, very special Christmas episode of What Could Have Been. I'm here with Danny.
Hello.
I'm here with Macklin.
Buongiorno.
And it is me, Matthew, talking right now. We're wishing you all a very, very Merry Christmas and a New Year, or whenever you are going to be listening to this.
Or Happy Holidays for everyone.
Happy Holidays. Festivities.
Just everyone having a good December.
Yeah, just chill. Well, have a good day, no matter what day it is. It doesn't have to be a festive day. Just have a good day. But yeah, so we're going to be bringing you some...
I can't hear anything.
Oh, no.
Shit. Ooh. No. Ooh. Yeah, Macklin's over some technical difficulties.
Teflon difficulties.
Yeah.
Hello.
And he's dropped out of the call. We're going to keep going, though, because this is going to happen a lot.
We're going to power on through it, yeah. So we're going to bring you a bit of a special episode where we're going to, a bit like our Halloween episode, give you one nice, juicy, fat topic that we're going to get our teeth into. And we're just going to maybe just give it a little bit. Can hear Macklin coming in and out.
Here I am.
He's touching it. Yeah. He's just feathering it. He's just feathering it. He's, you know.
You know. I just had to drive home for Christmas, and now here I am, ready to get back at it. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Perfect.
Just crack on. Just pretend it didn't even happen, baby.
So the last bit I was at was Buongiorno from me.
Oh no. Well, we just said we're gonna crack on, and you're just because it's gonna happen more anything. Than once. Yeah, exactly. Exactly my point.
Anyway, I'm going to do a little clap so we know. We'll carry on.
I reckon leave it all in, baby. Leave it all in, fucking go with it. It makes it more authentic, doesn't it, mate? That's what we're going for with this episode. We want to make it more authentic.
A little laid back.
I was trying to lead on to the fact we're trying to reduce Christmas back to its roots. We're trying to... find out where the hell it came from, figure out why it's even called Christmas. How do we get there? What is a Christmas, bro? And why is it Christian? But anyway, who the fuck is Santa Claus? Because he's such a twat.
Well, where does Santa Claus even... Well, where does he even factor into this? It's just crazy. Christmas makes no sense. Yeah. Who puts trees in their houses? We do, apparently. Anyway, that's my spec. That's my thoughts.
You lead it away, Matt.
So the topic finally is, what if Christmas wasn't taken over by all this capitalism, maybe even going so far as by Christianity? We're going right back to the pagan roots of Yule time, back in the Nordic countries, the Norse gods Odin. Back in, 300 AD? Is that where we're going? All the way back there?
I don't know, mate, whenever they used burn logs.
I think even, yeah.
Or wasn't it before that?
Could be before, not too sure. Basically, people, the Yule log, it's where it all started. In the Norse countries, they come, chop a big ass tree down, bring it into their house, let it burn for 12 days, and just get absolutely loaded.
Wasn't that on the 21st of December?
It was always the winter solstice, that's the one.
Yeah. Sign of the Yule originally meant like a wheel. It means like circular year, or that's what it sort of signified, and December was always the bottom of the wheel, so they always used to it meant it was the shortest days of the year. So Yule logs was like the restart of this circle. Which represented the year. So yeah, they were having the winter solstice, burning some fires to keep themselves warm. They used to think every little ember that came off of the fire was like a new, you know, like represented a piece, represented a bit of cattle or sheep or anything, any good sort of farm dwelling animal.
Any goodness.
Do you think that? Do you think that kind of visualization started as a result of them using a lot of hallucinogenics? This is just there's nothing about this.
Definitely not. We're
not. Well, you never know. I mean, I think they were eating a lot of stuff back then.
So they had...
I don't think that many Nordic people had that many hallucinogenics.
They did. They had mead, which was a pretty strong... Like, that was usually alcoholic. But then that alcoholic kind of beer would often be lace with like hallucinogenic things. Well, not acid, no, of course not. Like mushrooms.
Fucking hell, I'm tripping, boys.
Has anybody got any 2CB ball? It's fucking Christmas time and I need to trip some sack.
There's 12 days of pure tripping.
Yeah, mate, that's
but it is strange though, like they start seeing embers and they're like, yeah, that's a lamb. That's coming straight for us.
No, 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 no. Like, it signified what's to come in the new year.
Yeah.
So all the little embers was like, oh, the healthy cattle are going to get next breeding season.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Once if your whole house burnt down, was that a really good sign? You're going to get a flocking this year.
But I've got no home, but fucking hell, someone's going to be rampant this year, brother.
That sheep up to me eyeballs. So these 12 days back in the day, they used to snuggle up warm. Obviously, the outside, short days. The outside back then used to be brutal. We're talking depths of winters. They used to believe that Odin was coming down. Big white, kind of the start of where you kind of see the Santa coming. I know it's a trick. Yeah, because it was like a big hairy man that... They were like, he punished people, and like, you know, that was kind of like the outside world was dangerous. So they got absolutely wasted, had a big party, probably a pyjama orgy party, not really too sure.
And then Odin would find that very favourable. Oh yeah, you're on the good list, you're not getting any coal. You had a great orgy, well done you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Good standards. Right, so where do these trees come into it?
Trees? Well, they would just bring a tree in. They used to bring them in.
It was evergreen, so it was to signify the new life, wasn't it?
Exactly.
That was the Germanic people that started that off, wasn't it?
The Swiss, the Austrians, a bit of Germany. Like, they would bring it in. They put like apples on it. They put kind of like fruit.
Yeah, where did we get? I'm sick of this fucking the way we do it these days.
Here we go.
What? Nah.
Here we go. Anti-capitalism. Coming out at you.
Santa's been hijacked by bloody Coca-Cola, yeah.
Yeah.
And Coca-Cola's just a bit bizarre. Like, when I was fucking travelling about, I'd go to the roguest town, like through dirt roads and jungle, and they had a shop which was like full of like Coca-Cola and Fanta and Coca-Cola products. I was like, this is ridiculous. So obviously they did the bloody same with Santa Claus. They turned him from green to red.
Yeah.
And now he's a fucking absolute snake in the grass, isn't he?
Nah, yeah. So what,
Santa's a snake in the grass? Sorry, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that metaphor?
he's a scheming bastard.
Why does he only give to rich kids is all I'm saying. Like, if he represented the people, surely he should represent everyone. Like, it's just a bit of... I don't like it, man. It is a capitalism embodiment of fucking holidays.
And they're not going to... Christmas... the pagan Christmas of just getting loaded. It's been hijacked by capitalism,
religion. They did used to give each other presents, and like they used to have lights because it was when it was in the darkest time, they used to set fires and burn things and like bring light to the people and bring light to the dark times. And they used to give each other presents because it was a nice like symbol of gratitude. And now we're fucking writing a list to an imaginary bloke for all this shit. And you're like, well, what? Santa? Nah, because he gets all the credit. He gets all the credit, man. And the parents are there selling the soul for fucking a year's worth of fucking presents for these kids. For these presents to believe in an entity that doesn't exist. Think that they the one who's fucking making it in his workshop with all these elves. Don't even do the work himself. Santa's just sat in his fucking fat sleigh scranning away while the elves do all the work, and then somehow drops it off to everyone.
Capitalism, baby. It's one in one, mate. Simple.
But in Santa's...
You know, he actually was... Oh, sorry, yeah, Matthew.
I was just about to say, in Santa's defense, though, like, he is pulling off an unimaginable feat once
I can't believe kids believe this, because it's just physically impossible. Like, to be able to do that shit is, like, he's got to travel fucking rapid, mate. Mm. And like I said, he's clearly not stopping off at everyone's house, because some kids don't get any presents.
Yeah.
And then they feel like, not only the kids who've got no money not getting presents, you think it's their fault because they've been bad throughout the year, because the whole premise is if you've been good, you get presents, if you've been bad, you don't.
Deep childhood trauma. Danny's playing, been through a lot.
I just don't like Santa Claus. I don't like the whole idea of it. Giving presents and making presents and like having gratitude for the presents you receive from friends and family, beautiful. Being a gluttonous little bastard who writes a list to an imaginary man.
I want a Nintendo Switch, and I would like expected. 10 sets of Lego and a puppy. Thank you. And then the kid all the way in the other town doesn't have shit. I mean, I see now what you meant by Santa is a slithering snake in the grass.
Yeah, you know what I mean. He's not a nice dude.
But I.
Yeah, speaking of dumb children, though, I was going to say, watch The Grinch today.
Okay.
Weird movie. Right? The kid in that, dumb as hell. Lucy Liu, right? Cindy Lou, whatever her name is. She's seen The Grinch. She's obsessed with The Grinch. And then when The Grinch is stealing her Christmas tree, pops his head through. And then she's like, oh, can you please tell The Grinch? Don't forget about The Grinch. He's like, mate, you're looking at The Grinch. You know what The Grinch looks like. He's got a bright green face.
Yeah, you look like it's in so Santa's dumb. Clothing. Like, you can't... Just because you're wearing somebody else's clothes doesn't mean you've got the perfect disguise on.
Oh, Santa, what green hair you have all over your body. Oh, yeah.
It's like,
oh,
what? My. It's about, like, on? She's not, like... It's about that she's obsessed. She's trying to make the Grinch involved, yet she can't see the Grinch right in front of her eyes. Stupid.
Maybe anyway, she should have her glasses on and she needed glasses.
Oh, fucking no, she's an idiot, I reckon. Anyway, sorry, I just need to get that. I was watching it today and it really annoyed me.
Wait, now you feel... this is that's how I feel every time people talk about Santa, man.
But you're completely right, now, because Santa was in, like, the 1940s, 50s, where, like, the Industrial Revolution was coming about. That was when Santa was like, well, God, we need to reinvent Christmas to appease all the lower class who were getting angry in the winter. So they created Santa to do exactly what you just described. Perfect to sell more toys, sell this. They're like, oh, this magical man. It is. It's bullshit. It is bullshit.
Well, yeah, so just to go back to that, like you were saying, after the Second World War, like people were buying gifts more as a result of just like the economic miracle and all that kind of stuff. Okay, no, yeah. Makes sense.
I think traditionally speaking, it'd be so much nicer if we did what we used to, or what these pagans used to do, or these Nords. Well, they used to, it's called Yule, isn't it? Or like there's a few different rules, names for it. But yeah, it's a lot more community based. It's a lot more celebratory, rather. Celebratory in a like family sense, familia.
So it's celebrated collectively rather than almost. Individually, so like families.
Yeah, like I'd rather wake up and like say I've got a family of like five people. I'd rather give five gifts and receive five gifts, knowing who it's gone to and like where it's come from, than go downstairs and have like fucking 20 gifts. Obviously, like
20.
Well, that's true. Mate, these days it's like one.
Yeah, you get one. Yeah. The older you get, you're like, oh.
Like a board game, and I don't know what else.
Oh, board game, that's a good shout. Oh, thank you. Stole
it from Ward. But he gets a book, a board game, and a DVD. But I don't want a DVD.
DVD, sorry, what? Are we in the early 2000s?
No, he loves it, mate. He loves them. He's a nutcase.
This is Ward, our good friend from the Binaural Cooking Podcast, correct?
Yeah.
Big shout out.
He's going to be on book too, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, that's a good idea. But DVDs are great because you just have that media forever and ever. But anyway, let's not get into that. I mean, it's cool to think about the way that it was celebrated back in the day. And I think we're right. It's kind of gone down a wayward path of a lot of...
Yeah, everyone kind of was just hijacking it here and there throughout, like...
Yeah.
The religion got involved. The Romans were doing their thing, adding bits and pieces onto it. Then, capitalism. Oh, no, imagine right now.
Weren't the Romans celebrating... they were celebrating the bloody...
Saturnia.
Saturnia.
What, and they were doing what? Fucking big orgies, quick pint.
Yeah, mate, that was quick pint orgy, back
quick
out.
Quick swift one, back into the game, mate.
Then a Jager bomb.
Yeah.
Back at it.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. they had wasn't a week
that,
of, like...
Wasn't that for the solstice as well, though? Wasn't that the solstice.
That was another big party.
I would say it was even for both solstices, right? So it would be the winter and summer. They would have these kinds of big festivities, feasts, that kind of thing.
Like I said, my research for this was scarce.
Well, the Romans, they had quite a few things. They had, on the 25th, this is where they think the kind of Christianity picked the 25th, because the Romans used to celebrate this person called this god Mithra. And that was like, she was born on the 25th, and it was all about being you know, about youth and this, that, you know, all these, all the things that growth and all that. But they, yeah, because think about it, the shepherds came to see.
The rebirth of the sun, though.
Yeah, something like that, like rebirth of all that stuff.
It was basically, I think it was a Roman Empire, because it adopted Christianity, it was the rebirth of the unconquered sun. It's basically,
that's a good band name, the Unconquered Sun.
Yeah, it is a good band name. I could.
But yeah, basically, everyone seemed to be basically having big parties for like a long, like a week of just having a party. Like, imagine if we were doing that now. How much more fun would
it be? That'd be way better. And rather than a fucking month of shit tunes and fucking old blokes in red outfits, I'd rather have, leave the fucking season alone, but then have a week of just fucking.
Yeah, I mean, in the Netherlands, they're still kind of, or like other places in Europe, apart like non-English speaking places, they seem to still be doing the kind of community stuff. In Spain, they've got community stuff.
They don't really celebrate Christmas, do they? They celebrate something in January with the three. Yeah. They celebrate the arrival of the three kings. That's when they get gifts.
Yeah, and then, in Dutch, they've got Black Peter. If you know who Black Peter is, it's a little bit. Pretty much, they look like minstrels, like the really racist.
Black Peter.
He's the guy that gives like punishes the children in the Netherlands. So you got.
I thought that was Krampus.
No, that's not. That's more Germany.
I googled Black him before. Peter. He's like the sidekick of Sinterklaas, right?
Sinterklaas.
He's the companion of Saint Nicholas. He's the lesser known companion of Saint Nicholas.
Yeah. A little bit racist. I did not know
that Santa Claus had a fucking sidekick.
I actually saw this performance in the Netherlands a few years ago that was Black Peter. That's why I was it rang a bell when I read your notes, and it was shocking at the time, and I had no idea what any of that really was. Yeah, I was just in the red light.
Like red lips, completely black.
It's very strange.
Yeah, he's called Swari Pete or Swari Pete. He's got blackface, which is not ideal, is it?
Not at all. It's like really. I don't think we should like keep those traditions. That's not necessarily.
It says the character.
Yeah,
it's been increasingly controversial since the early 2010s.
Yeah,
because like that is depicting like in all the old drawings from whenever, like the 1800s, 1700s, they're all depicting, like, you know, an African person.
Oh mate, to be honest, it says on the Wikipedia page, as of 2021, there's a revised version. He's no longer called Black Pete. He's called Sooty Pete.
Arguably
just as bad. I don't think really changed much there.
Yeah, no, mate. Really, really swept that one under the rug, didn't
But apparently, Sooty Pete features natural skin tones.
Is there something about him being maybe Spanish, like a Spanish Mora, like originally? That's what I'm remembering. I don't know. Something odd. Sure. Like he was. Yeah. The thing is, he wasn't even black. The person that embodied this person. Anyway. Very strange. But yeah, we should definitely get rid of those types of traditions. But.
Get rid of Santa Claus, man. Don't bring Black Pete back for everybody else. Just get rid of Santa Claus in general.
Just get gone. Yeah. I am with you. I think we need to go stop. Maybe let's all take a trip down to Stonehenge. And,
yes.
And the winter solstice. And just kind of get weird with it.
We should get more traditional with it. Like, celebrate. I'd rather make something for you. Wouldn't it be nicer if I gave you like a crate of homebrew beer that I've sorted out for the year.
Ideal.
Rather than like doing, what? I don't know, fucking buying you a fucking set of pyjamas or some shit.
Oh yeah, you say that, but my Shrek Christmas pyjamas do slap, so.
Can you describe these pyjamas for us, please? I want to know.
Well, you know what? I think maybe when we post this, I could do a little picture of said pyjamas for reference.
Nice.
So whoever's listening can like, it's just Shrek with a little Santa, like Shrek all over, with just lights around his neck.
Oh,
just mate, he's just having a great time.
You can fucking hop on any franchise and stick some Santa Claus bullshit on him, and then
we actually did that last year, didn't we? So yeah, any franchise, any kind of brand for sure. You just stick a Santa hat on it,
and it's not even Coca-Cola's just rinsed it now because then they take over Saint Nicholas. Fucking Santa Claus, now he's taking over the bloody world, man.
Yeah, but that would be nice again, like if everyone brought something, like there was a big sharing part rather than like individual presents.
If the whole town got together, man, and did a fat scram, cut down the biggest tree, which is probably fucking tiny these days, Cut that, maybe. I don't even know. Have a big do, like in the town hall.
Yeah.
And everyone collectively like just
the mayor just pops open some champagne, then bottles of vodka and shit like that. Everyone gets a bit lit.
It'd be really nice though. Like if you're in a small little country town, all go to the pub, all chip in and like make the Christmas dinner for everyone.
Yeah.
All get a little bit merry and then call it a night and go home.
Yeah.
Get your pajamas on, go to the orgy.
Yeah. Can't party for a week straight, mate. Get a pint, back straight into the pajama party.
I'm kind of liking that more. I'm liking that way more.
Man, it's more wholesome. It'll be better for everyone's bloody bank account.
Yeah, way better. But what if we still like we had all these like the spirits and all the like folklore around it? If we still believe in all that, like,
Well, I don't know what they are. Way before,
like Krampus. You got Krampus, obviously he's not great. We all know about him. Like, imagine if, like...
For the people who don't know, what's Krampus?
Just kind of... In wrestling, WWE terms, you got heel and face. So, obviously, Santa would be the face. And then Krampus is the heel. So he's the devil, evil version that punishes and dishes out anything to the wrongdoers. There was a, if you, I think, what, 2010, 2012? Terrible film.
I think I began watching it and then we sucked it off, didn't we?
It was it's not fun. I really don't like that film.
Yeah, the CGI is terrible.
So basically the idea behind it is you got Saint Nicholas and Krampus. If you've been good, Saint Nicholas, who was like a religious figure, used to have
he was very prominent in the medieval times in Europe. Saint Nicholas.
Yeah, and then I know, but now he's just fucking no, I'm not going down that route again. But now him and Krampus would rock up, and if the kid was good, Krampus would skedaddle. And if not, say Nick would go, sorry, bruv, I've got to leave you with Krampus. And then Krampus would like, that's ridiculous.
Well, Krampus...
Krampus
would take the 5th of December, I think, and then all the gifts are given to German children on the 6th. So rest in peace to all those bad German kids that were eaten and devoured on the 5th of December.
A nice little cull.
Yeah. Yeah,
get them all. A lot of the folklore that I found like, in Iceland and Wales, a lot of eating of children. I think just really, really get these children as scared as possible. Like this horrible demonic figure. Like in Iceland, there's the so you got the mum and the dad. I can't remember their names are ridiculous, but
can we give them fake names, please? Just
they're like Loretta and
Loretta.
And they've got these two horrible beasts come and eat the children. There's a dog that also eats children, and then there's like the 12. Well, apparently there's like 30 of these guys called the Yule lads.
I heard the Clintons do it as well.
Yeah, the Clintons. Yeah, no, it's just Bill and Hillary. But you've got the Yule lads in Iceland who are like all these different gnomes that all have these different. They do something. Their names all translate to a thing like door sniffer and spoon liquor and pot liquor.
But they really shit band that. Really? Door sniffer, pot liquor.
Honestly, if you have a little,
they're not coming to the orgy. Fuck that.
Type in the Yule lads. It's honestly hilarious.
Yule lads. They could have gone with a better name.
Are they Welsh or are they Icelandic?
Icelandic. But they all kind of have like their own like little brand of mischief that's very like pot liquor. Yeah, and candle eater. Yeah, because.
That guy is definitely shitting out wicks. Like
spoon liquor, pot scraper.
You got meat
bowl
hook.
Of liquor, door
slammer.
He likes to slam doors and wake people up. That's pretty cool. That's really cool though. They come at different times of the month.
They all have a day.
No, they all have a few days.
Yeah.
There's one that harasses sheep.
Mm-hmm.
But is impaired by his stiff peg legs.
Yes, he's great. Imagine like if we all still believed in all this stuff.
That'd be better. I'd rather believe in this sort of shit than bloody Santa.
It's fun. It's just like, but although Greela is the name of the mother of the Yule lads, and then Lepoludi. I don't know what the accents mean. That's the father,
right?
And then the Christmas camp. It is. Yeah, it's a cat, not a dog. But yeah, no, like, just it's just a little bit more interesting than just fucking, oh, there's a man who brings you presents.
I blame America for all this. Basically, we would still have this if we actually kept that kind of cultural identity with each country. Like Spain has done. I'm actually quite impressed that Spain has their own kind of tradition. I thought they were Santa followers like the rest of us. But that would be
yourself, mate.
Yeah, Danny's anti-Santa. You're more maybe for you. You know how you were describing him as a snake earlier. Maybe Santa Claus was actually Krampus the whole time.
I'm Team Krampus, brother.
Yeah. Team Krampus, mate.
Team Krampus.
That's my theory.
Mate, my favourite of these dudes is the doorway sniffer.
The doorway sniffer, yeah. Apparently he sniffs the doorways.
He has an enormously large nose and a cute sense of smell, which he uses to locate leaf bread. Loaf roll.
Hey, sorry, can you leave the door open for me, please? Yeah, sure thing.
Yeah, like, he can sniff the door, but he can't open it, so...
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
mate,
yeah.
But then him and the door slammer have a little bit of crossover there, so... Mate,
I reckon, yeah, but they all come at different times. They're not very coordinated.
Nah, but door slammer comes from the 18th of December to the 31st, and the doorway sniffer comes on the 22nd of December to the 4th of
January. Oh, so they do have a crossover. Good.
Crossover, brother.
Lots of slamming and sniffing. What would your name be? Well, what do you reckon if you were a Yule lad?
If I was a Yule lad, I don't know.
I mean, I can think of one, but not for me necessarily. But Bootlicker, that's one that's not on there. That should definitely be on there. Yeah. Mm.
How about just lace stealer?
Roach killer?
Lace stealer.
Roach killer, that sounds very convenient. That's quite a good. That's not really mischief. That's actually just cleaning and help.
Okay, so it has to be mischievous.
I don't know. I'd relocate things. I'd move everything about.
The thing shifter.
Yeah.
Perfectly ambiguous.
The item mover.
the item relocator.
Mm.
So that's something like about Rick and Morty, like interdimensional cable. The Yule lads.
These are the fucking Yule lads, mate. I'd actually watch the shit out of this.
How many of them are there?
Oh, apparently they've kind of died off over the years, but apparently it was 40, 50, like back in the day, like back in the day.
There's 13 here. I've got 13 here, which is the allow. Where are these from? The Yule lads arrive over the course of the last 13 days before Christmas, and they depart on each. What?
I actually think this should be an expanded universe of films. Screw Marvel.
Yeah, mate,
honestly, we need the Yule Lads.
The Yule Lads would be fucking jokes, brother.
It would be like a sitcom or something.
There's currently 13 Yule Lads.
They have amazing beards as well. Oh my god. Check these guys out. Like? Yola Svena. Oh, I can't even show you guys. But anyway. People have done some cool illustrations of these guys, but it could work out nicely. They could be a fun little franchise.
Yeah, brother, mate, the Yule lads would be joked. the spoon licker. All he does is lick some steel wooden spoon. Apparently, he's really thin from malnutrition. Like
they're not doing great. Like they're kind of stuck in
their ways.
That's
hilarious, though. That's great. I'd rather have them about.
I think should we try and find? Let's get some. What could have been branded Yule lads?
Yeah,
shall be our first bit of merch.
But Yule lads, the thing is, they just do such like harmless things. You've got the bowl licker, who hides under your bed, waits for someone to put down a type of bowl, and then steals it.
Yeah, it's Yeah, they're marginal characters, but they've got a lot of character going on anyway. I don't know. We could make that merch happen. I mean, Matt's kind of stepped away now, just to say to the audience.
We don't need to focus on Matt.
But we could make some 3D models out of these guys.
What, the Yule lads? We should get them 3D printed. Expand the Yule lads. I think we should make some more Yule lad-esque characters.
Yeah, yeah, I back that. That'd be funny.
I think we should create one every episode.
The new Yule lad is
the new yeah.
All right.
I think we should add to a list of Yule lads.
Yeah.
Because, mate, the sausage swiper hides in the rafters, chases and snatches sausages that are being smoked. That'd be hilarious. Imagine the joint putter outer just like squirts water at you and you're smoking dinner.
Oh, I'd hate that guy. He's too much of an inconvenience by the sound of it.
The pint drinker. You've got a pint, you put the pint down and all of a sudden it's gone. You're like, oh, mate, one of these you lads have got me again.
We're still on the Yule lads.
Well, Matt, I think we're gonna make a new Yule lad every new chapter. We've got a great
Yule lad. I like that. So we'll close the episode by going, and this week's Yule lad is,
and today and the Yule lad that has been roaming the rafters this episode or this chapter.
Little drum roll, maybe. Yeah, I like that. We'll have it in the...
That's ridiculous. No, honestly, it'd be such a funny... Because, do you know what we do in the shadows?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should make... I'd watch that, but with the Yule lad.
Yeah, if he's directed by, what's his name, Taiki Waititi.
Waititi.
But that'd be a bloody joke, man.
If he's listening to this podcast somehow, some way... you know, we are very popular. He should make this happen.
Pull some strings.
Yes, exactly. We can be your first three actors. We'll do it for free.
Wait, what was my... I didn't decide.
I want to be paid for that shit.
Yeah.
I'd be a door handle turner.
I thought you were just going to go for door handler, but door handle turner works. I don't know, sock thrower? That's what I would go for.
It'd be a lace tire and just tie people's shoelaces together every time they sit down and idle for too long. They stand up like, the new lad got me again. I like the way their names are just like what they are. They've not got
direct, straight to the point. Icelandic is all that efficiency.
There's even a guy called Skier Gobbler. I'm pretty sure that's the type of yogurt, right? A Yule lad with an affinity for Skier.
Skier Gobbler.
We stumbled on something magical there. Okay, so from the Yule lads and from the Welsh, what else is there that's kind of interesting from times past in terms of
you've got a woman, another woman called Perch. Percha from Germany. Right. Guess what she does?
She perches on the side of bridges looking at people coming into townsteads and homesteads.
Nah. No. Only, no, each children.
Oh.
No.
Not far off.
Yeah, same similar vein of thought really there, Macklin.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then what's the other there's one from South Wales as well. Mari Loud. Mari.
Does she sell loud bags?
LAW. Yeah. And that's... this one isn't each children, I don't think. This one was a bit of... In South Wales, they get like a skull and they dress up someone behind this big sheep skull or cow skull and then they move it like a puppet and the whole point is this weird entity and the people controlling it have to try and convince whoever's house they go to that they should be let into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole point of this thing. And I think that's just so much more fun if we were doing, if like everyone was still doing stuff like that.
Mildly inconvenience everyone.
Yeah, like rather than carol singing, what's that about?
What is that about? Like, what if that's unwarranted? Like, what if you've got you've got phobia of carols or like say
what?
I was trying to figure. I don't know where I was going. Maybe you've got like. Maybe you've got an autistic child who really doesn't enjoy people singing
loud
at
sounds
him or at her, out of the blue,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going on knocking and just bloody singing to him or her.
So rather than that, rather than people singing, someone turns up with a sheep skull moving up and down.
Oh yeah. To be fair, I thought that one through. Way better that actually. Yeah,
rather
they're not going to be concerned at all.
Rather than audio terror, they've got bloody visual horror. So, yeah, that works.
Yeah.
They'll never open a door ever again.
Door sniffer will be so sad.
Door sniffer.
The door slammer will be buzzing.
Well, he's out the job, isn't he? If all the doors are closed anyway. He might not be so happy. But anyway.
Nah, but mate, he'll just, every time I think he'd befriend the child. And every time the child goes to open the door, he's like, no! And just slams it shut. He's like, remember what happened last time? He's like, oh, thank you, door slammer. I completely forgot.
Door slammer. Yeah, I mean, sort of talking about traditions of knocking on people's houses. Apparently in the 1800s, it would be a tradition to go knock on and then the rich people, this was like the poor people would knock on the rich people's houses. And then it was customary for the rich person to let them in. Just get absolutely drink everything, eat everything, and just get fed for one night. Great. I think that's also what we should be doing. Jeff Bezos, knock on, be like, right, where's the party?
That would be a mega party if he would actually shell out. Imagine.
Well, mate, he could. Yeah.
He could host so many people.
It would be sick. Mate, he could literally make everyone in the UK not work for a full year if he wanted to. Easily. Very easily.
And but he's not gonna. He needs to get his space, mate.
How did we're going to have to end it soonish, but how did Santa get his rebranding? How did he go from old Saint Nick to fucking fat red cunt?
Wait, Mr. Men, the robber barons, the old-timey CEOs of the like big cotton or whatever in the Industrial Revolution, they were like, right, we need to make everyone happy and we need to sell more shit. So then they were like,
we need to make more money.
we need more money. So they made it, so they were all like big fat white men with like white beards. They were, most of them were quite old. So they basically like kind of amalgamation of everything. Sat St. Nick in the past. They made, you know what, they made this big, jolly, bearded, white, hairy man and they sell more shit. And that was basically what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, well, but it did work out for them. So far we've had the classic tradition of the Yule celebration where it would be more family-based or more community-oriented. Then we've got the legendary Yule Land. Hilarious. So that's and all the to...
There's also been all the child eaters, don't forget.
That's
bloody pandemic. That thing is crazy.
You love grinding children.
Yeah.
Well, my question was leading on. I was trying to summarise it all up in a nice little bow and then be like, where do you think Christmas is headed in any particular direction?
Well, the Yule lads are coming back, I reckon. they're gonna make a good appearance. I don't know, just more presents.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right, yeah, it's just going to be more presents. We're only going to become... it's all dependent on...
NFTs.
NFTs.
Wait, was it you talking about the people that have brought the yachts on Facebook? Like, they brought a virtual... They're buying virtual houses and buying virtual yachts with real money. And they're completely just made up in this Facebook, whatever it's called.
The metaverse type thing.
Yeah, the metaverse thing. Yeah.
I mean, I heard of people buying land, but I've not heard of people buying yachts.
Hold on a minute. You've missed me. People are buying virtual property and part of virtual land.
Yes. Yeah. I don't understand.
Not
it.
At all. It's not,
I'm
not,
out, mate. I'm fucking done with this place. People do. I say that, but I've been buying video games for years, which is technically like a similar idea. But
yes, yeah.
Yeah, but this is like £1 billion worth. Like it's £1 billion in real money to buy this virtual. That's no, honestly, so silly.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, surely you could just fucking program it yourself.
But that's not the point. It costs more when someone else has done it for you, and when it's so prestigious.
NFT.
And it just makes me think that wealth is so easily, you know, it comes and goes. And, you know, now we're going into the fake shit. It just makes no sense. So, yeah, more presents, sadly. But maybe the middle class.
I think people should be more present, to be honest, and
focus on themselves. Let's think about less of the presents, more about the presents. You know what I'm saying?
Less presents, more presents, bro.
Yeah.
That should be the title of this episode.
Less presents, more presents.
Yes.
I back that. So that's where we want
Yeah.
But it probably won't go that way. Who knows? Let's hope that Jeff Bezos opens his doors and allows us not to work in his warehouses.
Only for the door slammer to close there.
Fucking
doors. Mate, these you lads, I'm going to have such a good time creating some fucking new lads, mate.
Yeah, so wait, who are we adding to the the through now.
I think they're good. I think we start in the new year, brother. We start as the times change. I think so the way we've got the Yule Lads based around Christmas, we should focus on other like holidays or other celebrations.
The Yule Lads, the Easter version.
I think Yule Lads on tour.
We should focus on the Yule Lads for the rest of the year. What do they do? Surely they don't just hibernate.
No, slack off like Santa.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just working 9 to 5, like, you know. Gotta open, go Tesco, milking a self-checkout.
They're the same as us. They're just slamming doors and doing all this other kind of shit. Yeah.
The way they work on the self-checkouts is just watching people, making sure that they can check out.
Yeah, and they might have like a spoon in the back pocket just in case they need a little lick.
Quickly, the spoon lick and get off. The cheeky pot scraper as well.
Pot scraper, scurry gobbler.
I like stubby, abnormally short, steals pants to eat the crust left on him.
Love that.
But he's abnormally short as well.
Short, yeah, his name's Stubby, he's normally short.
How does he even get
everyone gets like a description of what they do. He gets a description of how he is. Everyone's like spoon like a pot scraper bowl like, and he's stubby.
it's like Sloth from the Goonies.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Honestly,
Have I just opened
a box Santa Claus?
Do you reckon, like, this is what I was going to say earlier, a crochet version of the
Yule Lad.
Of the Yule Lads. Just imagine that having over your fireplace.
I don't think having a crochet version of anything over your fireplace is a good idea.
So you put your stockings like. No, I don't think there is. That's a we found a hole in the market of Christmas.
Gotta make it quick before Santa gets his bloody mitts on it.
Fucking Santa, Jeff.
Coca-Cola, mate. Coca-Cola's gonna monetize it and sell it to you for money.
Shit.
Anyway, yeah, we should probably put a nice little bow on this one.
So, fuck Christmas and Merry Christmas from the Walking Pin.
Yeah. Fuck Christmas, but have a great Christmas.
Yeah.
Less presents, loved ones. More presents.
Yeah, that's it. And on that note, au revoir from me.
Good night.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
Bye.